Staff ready? Good morning, everybody. Let me convene the Transportation Committee meeting for this Friday, June 30th. Good to see everybody here. Item number two, approval of the minutes.
Move for approval.
Second, Chairman.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Item number three is public comments. If you have a public comment, please come forward, give name and address. And there's a 2.5 minute limit by ordinance. Anybody here speak in public comments? Going once. All right. Item number four, update and discussion on mobility action plan, which I always have to remind myself and remind everybody, this is our, basically our big traffic study.
That's correct, Mayor. Okay. Thank you. Good morning, Mayor and members of the committee. This will be brief because we just had a pretty extensive update at the June committee about what I call the MAP, Mobility Action Plan. A lot of information presented. You saw a pamphlet that's been finalized. We'll work that into a production mode to get that out, both digitally and in print. And essentially where we're at is that has been finished. We started kind of the really detailed analysis of the traffic simulation of our points of interest that the committee's identified as where we want to focus. The main one being US 17 Johnny Dodds and Houston Northcutt. We also have Coleman, Chuck Dolly, Ben Sawyer intersection also. So this was kind of the playbook for the whole, all aspects of our system, safety, technology, all of those things. But the next thing that you will see will be some pretty detailed analysis and design considerations for these intersections. So that's coming up in September. Okay. And in the meantime, staff will be meeting with our consultant to do that. I thought about perhaps even individually meeting with committee members again, just to keep them in the loop on that. But that's our plan.
That would be amazing, and I'm all for meeting, because that way we can ask questions.
Yes, sir.
Limited. That would be great. Of course, so everybody knows we don't do it with a quorum of the committee. But that's on the design for intersection improvements and all of those things. The second track, and I was reminded of it this week, and Chief, I don't know how many we had. We had an accident that shut down part of the Ravenel Bridge. We had an accident that shut down part of Dragoon Drive. And I think there was one on 526. It was a bad week, going back to what you have introduced with your experience with it, is our, what's the word for that?
Incident management.
Incident management. Thank you. I was thinking we had a cute acronym for it.
Yeah.
But that's sort of a dual track. I mean, that doesn't involve redesigning intersections, but gives us a rapid response to clear an accident out of the way and get traffic moving again. So will that be included in these ongoing discussions?
Yes, sir. I mean, everything that we talked about it here will eventually end up in some form of recommendation, and they don't have to be sequential, obviously. Some of these are dual track,
right?
Like we're talking about, the programmatic things, we can already start working on those.
Right. We could start working on that.
Yes, sir.
Everything else is in the design phase, sir. And every day that I see these things happening, great information put out by the police department on all of that these things can happen and can get traffic going. Because one of the things we learned in this, and we've heard it in our beach traffic management thing, is that for every minute that traffic is stalled, it takes 4 to 6 minutes for it to recover.
That's right.
And that adds up fast. I'll also say, I've heard, since information has gotten out to our citizens about this, people are excited that we're doing something, and it's having the effect that we would hope it would have, in that our citizens feel like, you know, they don't have to live with this and it only gets worse.
Right.
Hopefully it'll get better.
That's right. And next steps, you know, kind of just in long view, is once we identify a project, you know the process, it'll go into our capital improvements program, and then we really start looking for the funding.
Right.
And it's a good time. It's good timing for us. CHATS is going through their plan update as far as funding availability. There could be consideration of state infrastructure bank grants, federal grants, with all the recent bill activity. So sales tax money could come into the picture. So it's good timing for the study as it relates to starting to earmark some funding.
Okay, that would be good. If you think about our incident management aspect of this, what is the likely source of funding for that? Mostly just operational funding?
Yes,
sir. I mean, there's a little bit of capital in that, but I mean, it's contracting with a towing service and having a control center maybe put together. So if we could start looking at the dual track of those is something, I mean, January will be here before you know it, and we'll be looking at first blush of a budget. So y'all agree with that, committee?
Yes, sir.
Does that sound?
Yep.
And Councilman Ritchie, if we can draw on your experience of doing something, this incident management plan for the Big Boom Hall days when you were pre-positioning assets and everything, that would be good, however that worked.
One thing is, when we talk about any capital investment we may need, would be like ship style vehicles I talked about that the town could purchase and have them, we could use them anytime we need them to move traffic a little bit quicker, especially minor accidents, clearing roads, because sometimes it takes a tow truck a while to get here, depending on how bad the traffic is or if they're tied up. So.
And those ship style ones can just push it off?
They can push, they fuel, all kinds of things can be brought to bear for us to help with this incident management.
I think it would be great.
Well, I think we'll probably start that sooner than later.
Okay.
As far as that discussion goes.
So our next step, September, we're going to be getting more information on the sort of early design aspects of the intersection improvement.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we can also be working the dual track on the incident management capabilities. Anything else, council members, on that? All right, that will move us to item 5, update on ongoing projects.
Okay, Mayor, I wanted to, with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers permit and public comment right now for the 41, I wanted to bring an update, more of a history and some information in general about what's going on. County Council in August 2021 adopted what is referenced as the compromise alternative. Since that time, county staff's been doing a lot of work finalizing both the alignment as well as all the design details, and that's working with staff because obviously some of these are our facilities that we're going to be redesigning. A lot of emphasis on the traffic analysis, the growth projections, the travel patterns current and future, and how that solution addresses those needs. A lot of discussion on minimization in general, because that's what the whole process is supposed to do, but particularly as it relates to communities, all existing communities, both historic, particularly our Black settlement communities, Phillips community, as well as 7 Mile community. There's been continuous engagement with the neighborhoods on all of the design issues and any questions or concerns that they have about how design your traffic is calculated, what are our projections, what are capacities, all these types of very technical aspects. Obviously, it was a focus on capacity for our vehicular network, but this project really does address a lot of interconnectivity and pedestrian and bicycle connectivity, which is good and works well with Mount Pleasant Way, which is a part of, is within this design, is Mount Pleasant Way. And then, of course, the Corps is really looking at avoidance and minimization from their perspective on all environmental aspects. The current design, the objective is to seek a balance between, competing project objectives. You can't physically widen things without starting to affect things, both in the built environment as well as social, cultural, historical, all of those things. So that is really the balancing act of any project. The purpose and need has to be met. That second bullet there is the purpose and need: reduce traffic congestion within the SC 41 corridor and accommodate future traffic projections. The permit application was submitted and went on notice June 9. My 30-day count says that ends July 9. So hopefully that's accurate, but until that time, the Corps will be taking public comments on the project, and then they'll decide whether a public hearing is appropriate or not. That's the Corps' decision. Generally, you give the Corps about a year to evaluate the application and eventually make a finding. So that would be June of next year. Could be sooner, could be later. And the only other aspect I'll mention about this is the interim improvements. We do have a design. We're still working with the county to get that.
We approved funding for it.
Yes, sir. We did. And so that's a continuous discussion that we'll keep moving forward with the county. So that's really okay. Just an update on where we're at with that project.
Good. And I had a great conversation yesterday with the, at his request, the vice president of the Park West Master Association, and felt like their questions were very reasonable, just about the mostly Clean Water Act discoveries and all of that. And I'm sure the Corps will handle that as they're required by law. There seems to be a lot of public understanding now that we have no authority over federal permitting issues and direct from the Corps information. And I know you have worked this for years and years, and you could probably recite it chapter and verse. But if there is a public hearing, the Corps of Engineers will hold a public hearing. And if the public wants one, they should convey that. And we have put up, y'all put it up, I put it up on my social media. This is who you send it to. And Barbara, who works with me, any comments we get from the public, we are sending directly to the Corps of Engineers to make sure that that's on record. They also ask the Corps that everybody who has signed a petition about something, they don't take petitions into consideration. They take individual public comment, and they need that. And I conveyed that back to the Park West Master Association yesterday. So I think as a community, we're all very well informed of where this stands. It's in the Corps of Engineers' hands now. And all of those public comments, including requests for a public hearing, need to go directly to the Corps of Engineers.
That's correct.
The other, on the interim improvements, how many years ago did we approve that, Mr. DeMora?
Sure.
Six years ago.
So
funding and to do something that would give some interim until all this gets settled, that would require no acquisition of right-of-way, nothing huge, and we would just like to see that done.
I'll convey that with urgency.
Thank you very much. So what we're looking at is they're going to be considering all this for probably the next year.
That's correct.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the committee?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much on that one.
Next, Mayor, excuse me, I'm going to have Daniel Williamson, one of our project engineers, come up and just give a quick overview of some of the projects you've seen being constructed at this point in time, and then we can have questions and answers on anything.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor and committee. As Brad mentioned, I'm Daniel, project manager of several of these projects, and we'll start off with the Patriots Point Gateway project. This is one of those projects we've been waiting on utilities, the communications power company. They have finally relocated everything out of the way. We've got signal installation beginning on July the 10th, and then the contractor will also mobilize and begin drainage installation on that project. We're working with the contractor, as you can see, you know, project completion's coming up here soon, for him to put together a schedule for us from this point forward, with his schedule, and you know, whether he proceeds out in Coleman or McGrath Darby first.
And the good thing about that is, although we do have a delay, this is just going to be a delay in time, because he was able to work around during the time he wasn't able to work on other jobs. So we don't see any kind of claim on that, but we'll be bringing that schedule to you soon.
Not a EDS question, but a planning question. The convenience store gas station at the corner of Patriots Point is sort of halfway disassembled a little bit, and it's really not right now the best look for the gateway to our town. Is that being permitted? I know it's not going away, but I think the canopy was removed, and there's some, you know, it just looks like it needs to get completed, whatever they're doing. Ms. Reed or somebody. I know there were some issues, and I'm not trying to call anybody out or throw anybody under the bus, but every time I drive by there, which is about daily, I'm just ready.
Yeah, it is an eyesore. It's really both of our divisions, but they tore the roof off without a permit. So I believe Williams Group put a stop work order on it. We told them what they needed to do to get the permit, to get approval. We weren't hearing back from them. I know Jeff Ball, our commercial plans reviewer, reached out to them several times, urging them to get their plans to us so that we could review and approve them. They finally did reach out, I think just last week or the week before, to our design review team, and they were informed that that flat roof, we no longer allow flat roofs. So they have to do basically what Circle K has done up Coleman Boulevard. They have to do a pitched roof. So they're fine. Really, the onus is on them to submit plans to us. We're trying to get them through, to get them approved and get that fixed.
Right.
They have not been in a big hurry to do it.
Okay.
So, but we'll continue to push that.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate the update. Thank you.
Next project is our Von Ed Key Parkway. This project, we've put the first lift of asphalt down, and the contractor is in the process of installing the median under drain, followed by irrigation and landscaping. There's a photo of the asphalt, and in the very back of the photo, you can see them installing the under drain. Once that's complete, they will then do the tie-in, finish up the tie-in points on 17 and Rifle Range Road. But all the drainage is in the ground. It's always a plus.
And we're still on track.
Still on track.
October, yes, ribbon cutting.
Could I ask a question?
Please do.
We received a request, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, about the sidewalk tying in with the old Georgetown sidewalk. Is that something that's being looked at?
So we're running sidewalk from the Pinckney or Primus?
That's Pinckney.
Pinckney. From Pinckney Place, there was a stub out that the developer built. We tie into that stub out. There'll be sidewalk from there to the existing old Georgetown Road. It'll wrap the radius to the smaller church.
Right.
And then my understanding is Charleston County is working on a development of extending our sidewalk the rest of the way of old Georgetown.
Okay, that answers the question.
Yes, sir.
It is being worked, and it will be done. So if the request comes back in again, that's how we can answer it.
That's correct. And, you know, this project is tying into anything it touches with a sidewalk. The county project, we just continue to coordinate to make sure that they can tie into us.
Because currently there is no sidewalk on Old Georgetown Road.
I know that.
That's why. Billy Swells Boulevard, we're in the right-of-way acquisition phase. We've received 90% of the appraisals, and we are making, making offers with the landowners. Permitting is still ongoing, with the core permit and the MS4 review.
Really pleased with how the right-of-way process is going with our appraiser. It's kind of the hammer down right now, and we don't have a significant amount. How many property owners? Less than 20. So it's manageable on staff's part to really spend a lot of time and attention to these things, and we're getting answers turned around right away. So that process is going very well.
Maritime Port District, this project, we've wrapped up the improvements on the neighborhood side with the sidewalk. I think last month, you know, we mentioned that the sidewalk was complete from Long Point Road to their clubhouse road. We've landscaped.
We're talking about in Hopcaw Creek.
We're calling it, yes, sir. Yep. Hopcaw Creek. That side's been dressed up, clean. The only thing that we're waiting over there is to final pave and stripe. That cannot be complete until the Wando Park Boulevard side's done and signals are installed. But the contractor has finished the drainage on the Wando Park side and has begun pouring the concrete curb earlier this week. Next step would be final pavement and waiting on mast arms to arrive.
Okay.
And that's typically the the holdup there.
Is there any supply chain issues with those right now?
It's gotten better. I think we're at 6 months away from receiving those. Mm-hmm. It was roughly a year.
Wow.
There's also a nuance to that is the particular contract, vendor that we had with that had various turnover and things. There's only really two or three of these in the nation that do this specifically. So you're kind of bound to them, but we're moving that. But good thing is the project can open without that and come in and finish in the end.
Okay.
Correct. Right. And we did get a nice thank you from Hopkall Creek Plantation as far as how that turned out for them.
Good. I know y'all worked with them very closely.
Yes,
you had a design they liked, and we really appreciate that. Okay.
This project here is All American Boulevard. We're in the permitting phase here. We had to update some of our permits for phase one. And going back, that was the project that was designed 2009-11 time frame. So we're doing a utility update as well, verifying that no new utilities have come in during that time. And we're positioning the project to begin construction this coming fiscal year.
Okay.
That's going very well also as far as the permitting aspects as well as coordination with utilities. And, of course, we have a project going on at Ivy Hall with the mini roundabout there, and that'll tie in well.
Any questions on this?
I think
this is the last
one. Two more.
Okay. We'll go quick.
US 17 Mathis Ferry, this is the newest project on the table. Next slide.
Sorry.
Yeah. So we had a pre-construction meeting June 8th. Contractors expected to mobilize in later July. Their intent is to prioritize Mathis Ferry Road while school's out. And this work is all nighttime, so it shouldn't affect the school. However, that's their plan. Shim Creek Bike Lanes, the other new project. This project received authorization to be bid by SCDOT. The project will be on the town's bonfire for, you know, solicitation July the 1st. Bids will be opened August the 17th, and directly probably bids and purchasing September. Award the contract, begin construction October.
Okay.
That's going to be a nice final tie-in piece to the Coleman. Yeah. And that's it, Mayor. That's what we have.
Wow.
And
very thorough.
Lot going on.
Thank you. I can't remember this much going on in my years here all at once, but it's a lot.
And next year is going to get even more ramped up.
Right.
Mayor, I have one question.
Sure.
On the Patriots Point intersection on Coleman, is that nighttime construction or not?
Yes, sir. So Coleman Boulevard has nighttime lane closure or daytime lane closure restrictions. So it will be done at night. Now, McGrath Darby and Patriots Point, there's enough room to have lane shifts.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We did find out, and I think I mentioned this last week, that we're going to have about $500,000 savings in asphalt. People wonder how long Coleman Boulevard's, what's happened over the years. Well, we did cores, and we stopped at 14 inches of asphalt.
Hmm.
The DT was worried that we didn't have enough asphalt, so I think we got that covered.
Good.
Interesting. Thank you all for that. Any other comments? Council, any? All right, and I don't think we need any action items for anything coming up, but thank you all for that.
Thank you, Mayor.
Forward to working on all these. That completes agenda item number 5. Number 6 is to adjourn. If there's nothing further for this committee, we stand adjourned.